So, I feel like I have to, I don't know, actually, I'm going to restart that, scratch all of that. I feel like everybody has something that they're, like, such a dork over, or, like, a nerd over, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, the generic, like, science, or, like, you know, Harry Potter, or math, whatever the fuck. I am, like, such a dweeb over makeup, and I know that sounds really silly, but it's true. Let's see. So, like, you know, everyone's getting all obsessed with, like, Pokemon Go and stuff, and I'm, like, I'm gonna risk getting yelled at by you guys, but I've just never really been, I've never gotten into that, like, ever, like, Pokemon. Not even Harry Potter. Apparently today is 23 days from the new Harry Potter book coming out. I don't know. I don't get that. Like, I'm not in that kind of thing. Like I said before in a previous recording, I think it was actually the last one I did, I never really had a childhood, so I just never got into it. I've never even seen The Lion King. Like, I'm just so bizarre. I'm such a strange person. But, I was talking to my coworker, because he was, like, saying that he's, like, such a dork because, you know, Pokemon Go and, like, Harry Potter, and I'm like, I mean, I guess, like, if you're, like, super into that, and I was like, honestly, though, I'm, like, a nerd for, like, makeup. And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about makeup. Like, well, I didn't really peg you as the type. But, there's just, like, I could honestly ramble about makeup for, like, hours. Maybe not hours. Maybe, I don't know. So, you know, minutes. But, like, yeah, I guess that's just kind of what I'll do or something. I'm not sure, like, career-wise, what I'd want to do with my life, like, completely. Like, as long as I have something stable that I make enough money, that's basically, like, I'm okay. And, like, I like working there. I'm fine. And I like doing whatever it is that I happen to be doing. I'm fine. I don't know if I could ever be, like, a makeup artist, like, for other people. That would just, like, freak me out. Like, honestly, I think I'm good at doing makeup, but, like, I still don't, and this is just, like, me with anything, I feel like I'm not doing it right. Like, I never feel like I'm doing anything right. Like, this sounds ridiculous, but I feel like I can't even, like, open a fucking door right, which, I know that doesn't make sense, because it's, like, it has to be open, but, like, it's so, you know, I don't know, I'm so discouraged with myself in general that it's almost pathetic, but I know I do makeup right, but, like, I feel like I don't, if that makes sense. And, like, the results, say otherwise, obviously, at least in my opinion. I'm not really that cocky when it comes to, like, makeup, but, like, at the same time I am. I don't know, like, I feel like I accidentally, like, end up doing a good look or something, rather than just assuming I actually know what the fuck I'm doing. There's, like, I feel like with makeup, and, like, everyone says it, but, like, there's, like, no rules, but at the same time, there are, like, some rules. Like, obviously, there's, like, steps to doing certain makeup. Like, you have to have a primer on first before you put on, like, your fucking, like, foundation or eyeshadow or, like, any sort of base. Like, duh. But, like, at the same time, there isn't rules. But there is, but there's not. Like, I know that doesn't make sense, but there is, but there isn't, but, you know, whatever. like, okay, so I have this fucking, it's like a color correcting cream, but it's not, like, those color correcting colors, which, I don't know if you guys know what color correcting colors are, but, like, basically, there, if there's, like, certain, like, discolorations to your face, whether you have, like, dark under eyes, or, like, you know, redness from, like, acne, or, like, even hyperpigmentation, or, like, bruises, or whatever the case may be, you can color correct it, and it'll be fine. So, if you have fair skin, and you're trying to color correct dark eyes, for example, you want to get, basically a color wheel, and kind of pick the opposite of that color. So, if I had dark under eyes, and since I have fair skin, I would pick a salmon either base concealer, like a Salmon Undertone, or I could just use, like, color correcting, like, cream for, like, salmon. Like, that's, like, a salmon-based. You could even use, like, lipstick. So that's kind of cool. But the darker skin tone, the more red it would be. But the one that I have, it's just, like, it's almost, like, shade matching. It's not. Like, it doesn't claim that, but it almost is. Like, every review, every YouTube video that I've seen people do it, like use that and review it, it's always matched their skin type, their skin color, and they all have different skin colors and stuff. And sometimes they just use it as a foundation, and it probably is good by itself as a foundation, but I just like to use it for, like, redness and stuff, or, like, little bits, or color correcting in general, just because it's really expensive. It's kind of a small jar, and it's, like, $32 or something. I don't remember if I said the name. I think I did. Maybe I didn't. It's by It Cosmetics. It's called Bye Bye Redness. I've been using it, like, crazy lately. It's, like, super nice. I'm trying not to use it as much just because I don't like that cakey look, and I feel like that adds to it. Because, you know, the more product you have on your face, obviously the more cakey you're going to look. But sometimes when I use that product, I'll forget to prime my face, and I'll feel like such a little dipshit. Because then I have to wipe it off, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so expensive. Like, I'm literally wiping off money from my face and just basically throwing it in the trash can. But, you know, again, I add on the primer. Depends on the primer. Depends on, like, whatever I'm going for. If I expect to, like, sweat a lot, I'll use this primer. If I have drier skin, I'll use, like, a more moisturizing one. But, you know, and, like, at the end of the day, I still use, like, a spray. Like, I either use the Smashbox Primer Water or the Mario Badescu Facial Spray. Usually I'll use the Mario Badescu Facial Spray. If I just finish moisturizing my face, I'll put that on, I'll, like, spray that on, and then the primer, and then the Smashbox primer, because the Mario Badescu spray is, like, super, like, tacky, that I probably could just use it by itself as a primer. Same thing with the Smashbox, but especially Mario Badescu. But it has, like, aloe and rose water and I think something else. Aloe, rose water. There's something else with it, but I just can't remember what. But it's just really calming. And it's probably, like, super good for just, like, your face regularly in general. Like, if I'm, like, at the end of the day, I'll even spray that on my face before I go to sleep, because it makes it, like, super dewy looking, too. It's actually really pretty. Like, usually I would just put my foundation on first, and my eyebrows would be actually one of the last things I would do, but lately I've been doing my eyebrows first. But even then, I still kind of, like, switch back and forth, only because, like, the brush that I use, the Anastasia Beverly Hills brush that I use, the spoolie, it's so rough that, like, I feel like when I have my foundation already on, it, like, kind of scrapes it away. Even when I'm not trying to use it, like, that hard, but, you know. I also have other spoolies that I can use to blend my eyebrows, like, towards, like, the front, like, to make it look more natural. But I just like the Anastasia Beverly Hills one more. But, lately I've been kind of straying away from that one a bit and using that more for, like, eyeliner-related things as far as, like, the angled brush side. I do have a dual-ended brush from Equal Tools, where one is an eyeliner brush that I use, like, for my Anastasia Dipbrow pomade, just because I feel like it's just better to, you know, work with. It's, like, wider and thinner, so I like that a lot more. Sometimes I'll do my brows, like, or I'll do, like part of it. Like, maybe, like, the fronts of it, and then I'll add the primer, and then, you know, I'll just, like, do my thing. As far as, like, eyeshadow goes, I kind of have hooded eyes. I'll still go crazy and, like, add whatever eyeshadows I want, but, like, overall, it's pretty much just something really natural, like, a nice, like, slightly brown, smoky eye, like, slightly smoky, rather, brown eye, Or even, like, sometimes purple or pink. I think pink looks really nice, like, on my lid for me. Like, anything, like, too crazy, but more like a peachy, corally, reddish sort of thing. And I always do, like, a wing. Like, I always do a wing because I'm so silly. I don't know. I really like lip stains a lot, but, I don't know, lately liquid lipsticks have been, like, my thing. Sometimes if I have something too intense, like, I have this, liquid lipstick by Kat Von D that I'm not, like, a huge fan of, but oh my god, the color's so pretty. It's called Aisha. It's, like, this really pretty, like, purple with, like, a nice gray undertone. It's so pretty. Sometimes I'll add, the NYX liquid lingerie in the shade Satin Ribbon. I actually recently got Baby Doll, but I think Satin Ribbon's better as, like, a topper, because it, like, kind of calms the color down a little bit, but you still have that color, and it's less drying as, like, a liquid lipstick, because liquid lipsticks can just, like, your face, or your lips, and you're just, like, like, you're just, like, oh my god, like, you, god, it's the worst. I actually got this color recently, from NYX's Lip Suede line called Kitten Heels. Oh my god, it's like this perfect, like, fire engine red. I'm so excited to just, like, play with makeup and just put that on and see how that looks. I feel like it would look, like, so nice. It's, like, super bright, and I'm just like, I'm really excited about it. Oh, also, if any of you guys are, like, looking for, like, any sort of, like, highlighter or, like, whatever that's, like, really inexpensive, I would recommend the NYX. They have a strobing palette. It's literally just a bunch of different highlighter colors. I think it's, like, 8, maybe 9. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But they're, like, these, like, oh, they're these, like, pretty, super crazy, glowy, high-pigmented highlighters, and oh my god, they're amazing. They're, like, perfect for any skin tone. You can obviously blend them. There's, like, a purple, there's a gold, there's a pink, there's, like, a bronzed kind of color. There's, like, cool tones, there's warm tones. Oh my goodness. Like, I'm in love with that palette so much. I think it's only, like, $16 or something. It is, oh, beyond worth it, and I love it. It's just so nice. It's so nice. I could cry. I actually recently bought a ColourPop highlighter. I think it's called Spoon or Spoons or something. I don't really like it because, like really any ColourPop, like, eyeshadow, because it's, like, cream. It's, like, a cream eyeshadow, and I hate using a brush with it. I'd rather just use my fingertip, which I guess I'll just use now. I have a Spoon, and the only other one I have is, like, the Super Shock or whatever, and, like, Birthday Boy, when they had, like, that special where you'd get the free eyeshadow and his Birthday Boy. So I could be wrong. I might not know entirely what I'm talking about, but as far as those go, I did not like those that much. I did try their gel liner, and it's, like, crazy, like, creamy. It's just, like, a paste. I don't know if it transfers. I don't think it really transfers much, though, but, like, it seems like it would. I don't remember if it does or not. But I did try the NYX white gel liner, and oh my fucking god, that thing is amazing. Not, like, the pen. Don't get the felt tip pen. Like, I don't like the felt tip pen. Get the white gel liner. Holy fucking shit. It is amazing. Like, it is so good, and I just, it makes me cry because it's so nice. Like, I would say I have an equal amount of high-end and drugstore products. I might be leaning more towards high-end as far as what I own currently. I mean, I love drugstore, and, like, if I can get a drugstore version that's just as good or whatever, then I'll get the drugstore version. Like, I'm more than happy with doing that. But, Like, my favorite foundation, hands down, is the Too Faced Born This Way foundation. And apparently the L'Oreal True Match foundation is a really good dupe for it, which I did buy. I haven't really used it that much by itself, so I'm not entirely sure if that's, like, true. That's, like, a true statement, because, you know, dupes aren't always, like, true like that, so I guess I would have to see. But I'm still, you know, super, super excited to just try it by itself. I also have this problem where, like, I can't fucking match my foundation to save my life. I always just go lighter, like, lighter than I should, because I'm stupid. I don't know. But anyway, holy crap. I just talked, I feel like, forever. Probably really wasn't even, you know, that long. But, yeah, it's only been, like, 16 minutes. It's not even that long. I don't even know if anyone would actually care to listen to this, because it's literally, I'm just talking about makeup and, like, you know, wow, how sexy a girl rambling about makeup. Like, boners galore. So awkward. Anyway, I'm gonna stop this recording, because I don't know what else to do.